Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you here. We always appreciate you being with us throughout the day and every day. Very excited to welcome a brand new guest joining us here on Close Up Radio Live as we spotlight mindset coach Trina Rozell. She's amazing at what she does. She is based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, beautiful area, and she's a highly sought-after mindset and personal empowerment coach. And Trina Rozell is really amazing at what she does. She is fantastic. She's compassionate. She's empathetic. And through her unique coaching work, she helps people overcome their limiting beliefs and improve all areas of their life. So you experience massive shifts in wellness, health, relationships, and careers and mindset so that you live a well-balanced, abundant life. Trina's deep understanding of the human connection coupled with her unique intuitive gift is the antidote to living a life on purpose. She recognizes that we are complex, multi-layered, multi-dimensional humans meant to live in a higher level of awareness by fulfilling our soul's mission. She guides us to recognize we are creators of our own life and to choose greater fulfillment. That's why Trina wholeheartedly encourages us to be in touch with our true essence, our heart and soul, our authentic selves, bottom line. She lovingly guides us to walk the sacred path back to our whole selves, to walk with confidence of who we are without fears of being judged. Trina believes we live and can live an intentional life focused on our core beliefs and values. She can show you how to do that. Her mission is to help us all experience freedom and genuine happiness through self-awareness and personal growth. She feels if we value kindness and come from a place of empathy, this further expands our capabilities to fully live a life we desire. She encourages all of us to live in the gentle moments that bring us joy, whether we are drinking a cup of coffee, which I'm doing right now, and it is joy. You know, it is. I love this conversation we're going to have because I say it often. She and I are kindred spirits. Those gentle moments are not to be just shoved aside in our busy, crazy world. They are crucial. They're part of the piece of puzzle of life. Go to the ocean, listen to the tide come in and out, all of that. Watch the sun set, watch it rise, walk through a botanical garden. I mean, there's so many things that are around us that sometimes we take for granted. Spending time with our loved ones, numero uno, right? She empowers us to dance like no one is watching. We do that already, don't we? We dance in our living rooms. We sing in the shower. Well, live life that way, too, not just when you're alone. Keeps us moving in a positive direction, she says, and it really does. Become more resilient, which is very important. And she shows you how to do that, especially in the face of obstacles. And believe me, we all face obstacles. Nobody goes through life without facing some. And Trina knows her soul's mission. So she invites us to live a purposeful, driven life. She's amazing. Trina Rozell is here on the show, and she's joining us from Vancouver. Trina, welcome to Close Up Radio Live for what is part one of our exclusive two-part series. A pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Such a pleasure to be here. And even listening to you recount what we're here to talk about brings me so much joy. As I'm looking at my own coffee cup, and I'm going to read this. It says, it's not the journey, but who you travel with. And so thank you for having me here and for playing with us today.
Absolutely. That's right. And we encourage our listeners to dig in and listen and take notes, and we'll tell them how they can connect with you during the course of the show as well. I love to, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the guest, what they do, how they do it, I like to humanize our guests for our listeners, and whether it's the television, our viewers. In this case, I like to get folks to understand the journey, the inspirations mm-hmm. in one's life, our guest's life, that pointed them in directions of doing the work that they do now that they don't even consider work. So when you look at your life's journey, some of the things that have inspired you, some of those aha moments, what are some of those things that pointed you in the direction and encouraged you to even want to go into coaching and inspiring others?
That is such a powerful question, Jim. Thank you. And thank you for humanizing the conversation and making it real for us. You know, it's been a journey. I'm breathing into this because it is quite powerful. And I often say, and I'll start with the end in mind first, I often say I wish I had someone like me when I was younger, so it didn't take so long to get to where I am today. And that brings me great emotion and great joy to say that, because there's this, I started my life, you know, I like to stay in this place of connection and positivity and optimism, but sometimes life doesn't really feed you that. And so growing up, my life wasn't easy. And I had gone through a fair amount growing up, personal trauma. My story is not unique. I am unique. And so when I think through what I had to overcome from personal beliefs based on what had happened to me, my personal observations of how I view the world, from whether it was abandonment, abuse, alcoholism, family, and such a powerful support network along the way. As I reflect, Jim, I think through when I started my personal journey and I met my first mentor when I was about 22 after a breakup. And it took me about 20 years to finally say, this is who I am. And I realized when I started my deeper training about 10, 15 years ago that I did not want people to wait as long to figure out what they need to do. And so I jumped in. I started training with some beautiful mentors. And I think like most of us, we have hands in many pots. And as we unpack our conversation, more of that will be expressed. But the human experience, and I just fell in love and so curious with humans. And so that is where I am, that I just really want people to know that life is actually really powerful and it's beautiful if we let it. And gosh darn, it doesn't always be easy. And when we have the tools, that's when the sweetness can come forward. Even to this very present day, Jim, I still have to breathe through moments at work. We still have to continue with life, but when we have the tools, it makes it a little easier to get through. So a bit of a longer conversation, but that is a synopsis of our present conversation. Thank you.
Tell us about the work itself. For our listeners, they might be saying, okay, now this is fascinating. She's had this incredible mm-hmm. journey that pointed her in the direction of doing work that she absolutely loves and comes naturally for her. But what mm-hmm. is a mindset and empowerment coach? How do you define it?
Oh, yeah, multifactorial. I think I said earlier that it's not just one thing that I do. So I really care about how individuals show up every day and their belief systems and how they see themselves. Our brains are programmed to think a certain way. It's habitual. We're programmed to believe and see and hear certain things based on whether it is life programming, our own personal programming. And what I care about is helping people really see who they are and their unique gifts. And so how I do that, it is through conversation. I use a number of skills, a number of trainings. So I started my first training, if I was to consider this, it was training in energetics. And so I had mentors in not only in North America, but also in South America that I work with and I continue to work with until this day. I'm also a trained nutritionist. I am a corporate trainer with Dr. Joe Dispenza. I am also a authentic leadership facilitator. And for me, those are all labels, Jim. And so when I work with someone, I look at the whole person and I think about how we identify, because for me, it is most important that people believe in themselves and they're empowered to know their greatest gifts. And so there's a process that I take them through based on their unique needs and desires. And when I consider the individual in front of me, whether using my own intuition as guiding the conversation, but it's based on someone's goals and what they're looking for, the foundation is helping them see who they really are and believe it.
A mindset coach, as you are a mindset empowerment coach, what would you say the work of a mindset coach is in terms of the difference or similarities to that of a life coach? People probably always hear life coach, but maybe digging in deeper as you continue to share the work of being a mindset coach, what are some of the differences and similarities between mindset coach and life coach?
Jim, this makes me smile to express this. For me, they're very similar. When I describe my work, people say, oh, like a life coach. And I will say, sure. And so for me, people identify by something. I look at the whole person, and my superpower is really helping people understand who they really are and really see them and get to the root so they can be empowered to fulfill their desires. I bring in some teachings of neuroscience of change. I bring in their belief systems. I believe in their awareness, so bringing metacognition to the table. And there's a number of ways that we go about that. And my focus, because this is where, when I said earlier, I wish I had someone like me in my life, and that I say that with true sweetness, with no ego, but around, if I really understood my mindset and that I can do anything I really desire in this life, it is wide open for us. And that is my superpower, to help people see their gifts and to move forward exactly as they desire when they can see it. So I think I look at the whole person, and I will look at your life. I will look at all aspects of your life. But that is my superpower, is that empowerment and that mindset, because that is, I believe, when we are on track with our mindset and our beliefs, the potential is endless.
I know you're a big believer in us living our lives authentically. Tell us about that and why it really is important for us to live authentically. You know, a lot of times people follow what everybody else is doing, what the trend is, what the in thing is, what the flavor of the month is, you know, what the Kardashians are doing, which I don't care about, but, you know, what others are doing. And sometimes they don't even know why they're following it, but they're doing it because it's the thing to do, and they're not living. When they look in the mirror, they don't know what they're seeing. They don't see what's really inside because they're not reflecting it. Why is living authentically, and how do you define it, so important?
Yeah, Jim, I think you've summarized it so beautifully. And I will add to that, when I think about knowing who you are and being real with who you are, when we wear the mask, and I co-authored a book a few years ago, and when I agreed to co-author this book, the image of the book had a mask on it, and I quietly giggled to myself, because that is what we all do. We wear a mask of identity, of what society says we are to be. And when I think about living authentically, it's being true to yourself. And I hear the language, like, I don't care what anyone thinks about me. Well, actually, I think that's really important, of how you show up in your life and how you're living in your own integrity, and how is your own integrity true to you. And who are you at the core, not living? And yes, the Kardashians are also beautiful people, and they're beautiful influencers. They're doing beautiful things in the world. I personally don't want to be them. I personally don't want to be anyone else other than myself, because gosh darn it, I've tried, Jim, and I failed miserably. I just had, if I may, just tell a brief story. May I, Jim, tell a brief story?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I recently was on vacation, and I had to ask a powerful question of a family member, and they were giving me a label. And I said, oh, tell me more about this. Why are you giving me this label? And they reflected back to me as to why. And I said, but that's not who I am. That's who you think I am. And we unpacked what that was and their perceptions of me, and me being able to express to them what was really important of who I was. Even just, I would say, over the past few years, I could not confidently step into my power and be that vulnerable to say, no, that is not who I am. And so there's a gift, and I really am going off topic, Jim. Thank you for this. There's also a gift of knowing, of being able to name and express. And I really believe we teach people how we want to be treated. And gosh darn, living authentically and knowing who you are calls in exactly what you want in life when you are so clear about who you are and what's important to you.
So very important. Oh. It's essential. It really is, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And there's models as well, Jim, right? I believe there's role models we have in this life. And one of my mentors many years ago, one of the exercises we did, and I'll share this with you and the listeners, it was this exercise where we named all of our teachers, and they were to be on that list. And we were to release all of them and everything they taught us. And I had a moment, my gut sunk. I said, oh my God, this is everything that I want to be and who they are that I appreciate about them. The core of the exercise was to recognize who you are independent of those individuals. So to unpack the gifts that they've shared with you and how you've learned and grown and turned that into wisdom from your mentors. And that is powerful. So look at these influencers and see where the gifts are that you can take from them. And what are they doing that you could take your gifts and consider what could be unique for yourself. Thank you.
How do you feel your work contributes to a healthier planet?
Jim, so you're asking some really beautiful questions. I truly believe that if we are in our own integrity and we lead with love, love wins every time. And I truly believe at the core of every human being, there's greatness. And individuals need to believe it. When we get rid of the shame and the guilt and the sorrow, and we rewrite your story into a story that you want to tell, and a story that is a powerful one that shifts paradigms, you change your generational trauma and you change your own story to be a story empowered with purpose, and you lead with love. That, I believe, is what changes the world. One person at a time. For me, when I see the spark in someone's eyes, and if someone has worked with me, everyone that works with me gets this activity where they need to do mirror work. Because if you can see and look inside your own eyes and your own soul and see the beauty that you are for you and only you, there's no judgment. We judge others as we judge ourselves. And the moment we no longer judge is the moment we can start to heal and see the world as we want it to be. I feel like I could talk from a rooftop on this one, Jim. Lead with love first.
Yes. This one's very, I know, it's so near and dear to your heart. You know, I mentioned living authentically, but then there's living fully. Now, some may think fully means you're on every airplane, traveling the entire world, seeing everything, constantly doing everything, tasting everything, trying everything. But you could live fully just sitting in a garden with a cup of coffee if you know how to let yourself, and that's the key, let yourself do it, right? Tell us what it means from your perspective to live life fully. And again, it doesn't mean you have to constantly on the go to live life fully. I think sometimes our society always makes it that way, promotes and advertises that way. Living fully is you got to be here doing this constantly. Keep going, keep going. You can live fully in a quiet room.
Yeah, in the moment. You know, we can riff on this one for a bit. Authentically and fully, they feel like they're in parallels, which you just said. But when I think about authenticity, this is the realness of who you are and really being yourself. And you started for me the description of what fully is. But I wonder, and where I get curious about, is what is full for someone? For me, when I think of fully, and you've named it perfectly, I think about the generous present moment. Can we experience everything in the present moment? When we hear about people being really busy and days are full, gosh darn, we all look at our calendars, and I jokingly say with my partner that there's not a lot of blue space in my calendar today. It's a very full day. And I need to breathe through that and recognize, okay, this is exactly how my life is designed. This is how I put it. But being full and living fully is about being curious. Living in those generous present moments, as I've said, understanding what's important to you. How are you showing up in your relationships with your partner, with your community? How are you showing up for yourself? Are you nourishing your body? Are you moving your body? Gosh darn, most of us who work in an office and sit all day, remember, we have sits down desks for a reason, right? So, but embracing and living your life of what lights you up and what brings you joy. And someone recently challenged me and said, it doesn't bring me joy. Great. Do you want to feel joy? And what brings you happiness? What makes you smile? What emotion can you feel when you're moving, when you're doing something? So when I think about fully, any coaches who might be listening, anyone may know the wheel of life as well. When we think about where you're in and out of balance, so whether that's health, money, relationships, nutrition, image, work, career, there's a balance. And when I think about living your fullness, what does that look like for you? So yeah, not only those present moments, but all aspects of your life, let's embrace that. And are you in alignment?
That's very, very key. The alignment and the balance and all are very, very key components to that living fully. Do you feel most of us are not living in touch with who we really are? And if so,
yes.
Why does that make us unhappy?
So I need to get you off, Jim. Yes was my first answer. Yes, I believe we most are. And we talked about it earlier. I believe we're living someone else's life. Now someone would say, that's a little extreme, Trina. It can be, yes. But I think about how we show up in our lives, and I'll use our own love relationships, whatever that is, with your partner, with your husband, whoever, or your wife, whoever that is. I'll use it as a very brief example. Sometimes we lose ourselves in those relationships, and we might be doing what they want versus really doing what we want. Gosh darn, I'll raise my hand and say, I too have been there. But when we are not clear in understanding of what's important for us, we lose a part of ourselves, and we lose that empowerment. We lose that part of what's really important to us. And so it's so important that we live and understand who we are through that process, and find your center. It's interesting. And Jim, I'm going off slightly topic again for us, just to round this out. When I think about, they're all connected. Everything we're talking about, it's around authenticity, living fully, knowing who you are. And I mentioned earlier that when you know who you are, of course you're going to be knocked off balance, but we have the tools to bring you back to your center. And that is where the gift lies, to live
it
for
really
yourself.
Does.
And yeah.
How do you personally describe yourself as a healer?
That's a great question. So I look at individuals from all aspects of who they are. And I use my voice a fair amount to support individuals on their journey. And what I mean by that is when we are able to connect with who we are and help individuals see themselves and mirror who they are, that is important to me. I mentioned earlier my first training was around the energetics. I also sometimes bring that in. But when I consider real healing, it is shedding the layers that no longer serve. And so if I was to give myself a descriptor through that, it is looking at limiting beliefs. I've mentioned a number of these things already. Limiting beliefs. I also am guided intuitively to do energetic healing, whether that is from an energy balance in the body. When I think about and I no longer want to label as a healer versus a skill set and a tool, because they're all tools that I use depending on meeting where someone is and what they're able to handle when they come to see me. So a number of modalities. And if I was to put in parentheses me as a healer, it is helping individuals shed what's not serving so they can fully show up and be their best version of themselves.
That's fantastic. That's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. Mm-hmm. It's critical for all of us really to evolve and grow, right? Not just stay stuck in our present moment. And our present moment doesn't necessarily mean it's the only moment we'll ever have.
Yeah. True. You know, it's interesting, Jim. Yeah, it is. And we hear stagnation. God, I'm not doing anything. I don't feel fulfilled. I'm not moving forward. And we hear that. And growth for you might look different than growth for me. And that's the beautiful part. We all are such unique individuals. And gosh darn, I would be honored to work and see human evolve even further into loving and healing this planet.
It's so vitally important. Yeah, the planet really needs positive energy and positive messages. Absolutely. And the mindset is the beginning. And as a mindset and personal empowerment coach, you certainly know that. And you work with people to help guide them in that positive direction. I encourage folks to the website, to Trina's website, Trina Roussel. Let me spell that for you. Of course, www.TrinaRoussel. This is part one of our exclusive two-part series with Trina. She'll be back next week as we continue the series here on Close Up Radio Live. Trina, this was fantastic. Half hours go by in a New York minute, but a real pleasure speaking with you and conversing and giving you the opportunity to share who you are and why you love what you do and how you do what you do, and we'll expand on that next week. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Well, Jim, it is an absolute pleasure. I am grateful for you leaning in and doing this for the world and with the world, and for us to have a platform to express our truth and really show people that there is other ways to see their own beautiful selves. So I'm grateful for you and our time together. And I look forward to connecting next week.
I'm looking forward to chatting with you more as well, Trina. You're amazing at what you do. And thanks so much for spending time with us on Close Up Radio Live today. Trina, we'll be back part two coming up next week here on Close Up Radio Live. That's Friday, May 17th, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Jim Masters here thanking you for your time. This time till next time. Stay there. We'll be back in just a moment with another fabulous guest right here from around the world on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, do have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.